Today's a WRL weather alert day, and I'm tracking showers across the area. I'll show you what time the stronger thunderstorms will develop.
You see added security this morning around Middle Creek High School. The efforts to make families feel safe after staff found a student with an airsoft gun in the school. Plus,
the Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
The Carolina Panthers have their quarterback of the future. What Bryce Young had to say to WRL's Gerald Owens in Kansas City minutes after the team made him the first pick of the draft. Exciting stuff, and we'll tell you when Panthers fans can get a chance to meet Bryce. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30. A lot to tell you about on this Friday. It's going to be busy. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along here. Thanks for making us part of it. As you see, a WRL weather alert day because of what is happening outside and throughout the day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. With our first look at that radar.
Yeah, it's a messy start this morning, but I know you're ready for it because we've been talking about it for quite some time. The rain's not terribly heavy, and we're not expecting thunderstorms this morning, but we're looking at some scattered showers. The coverage is a little greater than what we saw yesterday. So we're seeing wet conditions all across the viewing area. But again, none of the rain's terribly heavy. We have a little cell that's moving through Clayton right now with a little heavier rain. You can see the yellows and oranges there. Just east of Wake Forest, heading west of Rocky Mount, some heavier showers. And then from South Hill down to Roanoke Rapids, also it's slightly heavier. So you may have some patches where it's a bit heavier this morning, but for the most part, it's going to be light and scattered, and it will be with us for most of the morning commute. We do have a WRL weather alert day with damaging winds possible across the viewing area. It's a level one risk for everyone. So let's go through the day today. Kicking things off here at around 4:30. You can see the scattered showers across our area. Watch how during the morning commute, all that lifts northward. So by 7 to 9 a.m., a lot of that is out of the viewing area. It pulls out of the southwest first and out of the northeast last. Then we're going to see a break in the precipitation. Maybe even a few breaks in the clouds, we could see a bit of sunshine that pops up through the afternoon. And you're going to think potentially that it is all over, but it isn't. When the cold front swings through, we'll have a better chance of some of the stronger storms. But for at least, maybe almost 24 hours, we've had it looking like most of that is going to be up to the north. So fairly consistent with the last several runs of the models that it mainly affects the northern part of the viewing area. But we do have the potential across the entire region. We do have that level one risk for everybody. This morning, it is messy out there. We're taking a live look at downtown Raleigh. It is 62, so it's a mild start. But, grab the raincoat, the umbrella. You'll need it this morning. Our temperatures will stay in the 60s until the afternoon. And with a few breaks in the clouds, we'll climb up into the mid-70s. But again, we'll have that second round that comes through during the evening. We have a brand new weather alert day for Sunday. We've also been talking about our potential for storms on Sunday as well. It's for most of the viewing area from the Triangle area eastward. And we'll go through the timeline for Sunday's storms coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. The Panthers are giving fans a chance to welcome Bryce Young to Carolina. The team announced overnight he'll arrive at Bank of America Stadium about noon today, and fans can cheer him on and get photos with him as he enters. Just a few hours ago, the team officially made him its quarterback of the future.
The Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
Panthers claimed the Heisman Trophy Award-winning quarterback from the University of Alabama with the first overall pick in the draft, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell presented Young with that number one Panthers jersey right there on stage. Back at home in Charlotte, inside Bank of America Stadium, you see the fans were celebrating. Even a little rain outside couldn't hold back that excitement of the night there. And WRL had a front row seat for the pick. The Panthers hope will lead them to the Super Bowl. WRL's Gerald Owens had the chance to talk to Bryce Young one-on-one in Kansas City right after the Panthers made that pick.
In the end, size didn't matter. The Carolina Panthers are pinning their future on a 5'10 quarterback who was told all his life that he was too small to play the position. Well, just look at him now. He always seems to smile, and why not? Bryce Young will be a starting quarterback in the NFL with fame and fortune beyond his imagination. Is it surreal yet to think that there'll be little kids in Pasadena wearing the number 9 Bryce Young Carolina Panthers jersey?
It's definitely surreal. I'm so grateful to be from where I'm from, from Dena, and to hopefully do everything I can to try to add to the legacy of the city, make the city proud, and do everything I can also to help Charlotte, help that city as well.
play on the field speaks for itself, but that's not the only reason the Panthers drafted him.
I really have a strong will, especially with this organization in Carolina, to do everything I can to help them be successful, to help accomplish those goals.
He played at a storied university and thrived in the moment.
To be able to play against the best every day in practice, be able to play against the best within the conference, and, you know, to be able to play on those big stages, to play in those big games. You know.
Panther fans hope the best of Bryce Young is yet to come. Bryce Young will have some help in turning this team around. The Panthers have two more picks today when we will meet the next new Carolina Panthers. Gerald Owens, WRAL News, Kansas City.
And coming up on today, NBC News' Kaylee Hartung will have a live report from Kansas City, where the draft continues tonight and tomorrow. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
You'll see more police cars around Middle Creek High School this morning. The added security comes a day after a student brought an airsoft gun into the school. Airsoft guns shoot plastic pellets and resemble traditional firearms. WRAL's Naya Harden is live this morning outside Middle Creek in Cary. Naya.
Renee, this morning we expect to see that extra security here on campus, and it's also possible some students may not attend classes today. They may just take the day off. This comes as a juvenile petition has already been filed against the student who brought that airsoft gun to school on Thursday. This is video showing students being brought to the front office as police are working to investigate what happened. Students had reported to a teacher they saw another student hiding something in a sweatshirt. It was later handed over to police. Parents expressed their frustration.
Going to school in America shouldn't be a risk. If it's a risk, we got a problem.
Because the student is under 18, their name will not be put out to the public. They're continuing to investigate. We'll keep you updated as we get new information. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Cary.
Breaking news. We've learned three soldiers were killed and another injured after two helicopters collided and crashed in Alaska. Army officials say they were returning from a training flight at the time. The surviving soldiers being treated for their injuries at a hospital in Fairbanks. This is the second accident involving military helicopters in that state this year.
NC State is offering counseling services today and Monday after two apparent suicides within 24 hours. There have been seven apparent student suicides at NC State this school year. Yesterday afternoon, police responded to Sullivan Residence Hall for the death of a student on the eighth floor. Another student was found dead in the woods near Lake Raleigh Wednesday night. Now, NC State's police chief shared his concerns over suicide contagion, as he called it, a scientific concept that after one person takes their own life, others in the community may be at higher risk.
We absolutely are worried about that. And again, I think the university has taken a stance that we are collectively worried about that, and we're trying to work on projects and programs to hopefully help.
Chancellor Randy Woodson, in a statement, called the news heartbreaking and shared his grief. Drop-in counseling services will be available today from 11 to 1 in Caldwell Hall Lounge and from 1 to 4 in Tally Student Union. If you or someone you know is in crisis, dial 988 for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And for a list of crisis counseling and county-by-county resources in North Carolina, you can go to WRL.com and search Get Help.
The Federal Reserve will meet next week to talk about interest rates. Today, we'll see one more key metric that factors into its decision. The Federal PCE report will come out at 8:30 this morning. It will give an important reading on inflation and what we're all paying for goods and services. It comes on the heels of yesterday's gross domestic product report, which showed the economy is growing more slowly than what experts were predicting.
People in the Florida Panhandle are dealing with the aftermath of a tornado that destroyed at least a dozen homes Thursday. This all happened about 30 miles outside Tallahassee. Officials are urging people in the area to stay off the roads because of downed power lines. Thankfully, all the people who live there have been accounted for and no one was hurt.
Students and staff at Gardner Magnet High School will celebrate Wake County's Teacher of the Year today. Terry Hennings was given the honor at a ceremony last night. The Air Force veteran has taught civic literacy and African American studies at Gardner Magnet High School since 2017. He says his Air Force background helps him connect with students and form meaningful bonds when it comes to culture and race.
Carolina Hurricanes get another chance tonight to move on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Canes are in New York to play the Islanders tonight. It's game 6 of their best of 7 series. with Carolina holding that 3-2 advantage in the series. They were unable to close out the Islanders at PNC Tuesday night in Game 5. If they aren't successful tonight, it'll be back to Raleigh Sunday for a decisive Game 7.
Former President Donald Trump gives his reaction to Mike Pence's testimony about the aftermath of the 2020 election. What he had to say when asked if he's worried.
More flooding concerns in the Midwest as the Mississippi River rises. The efforts cities are taking to keep the water from causing devastation.
It is 4:43 on a wet morning. It is a WRL weather alert day. We're not likely to have severe storms this morning, but it is a messy commute out there. Brian Schrader coming up in a little bit. We'll talk about where the accidents are and how you can avoid them, because with this kind of rain, we're bound to see them. The heaviest, steadiest rain right now is up near the Virginia line and really east of the viewing area. For us, for the most of us, it's fairly patchy this morning. So we do have that level one risk for severe storms. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat, and the timeline of that is likely to be this evening, especially for our northern counties. Here's a live look at APEC. And it is wet out there, and you're going to see wet streets everywhere. It's milder today than yesterday. 62 in Raleigh, 63 in Wilson, 64 degrees in Goldsboro. Your commute planner, some rain this morning, a break midday, and then some more storms this evening.
We're hearing from President Donald Trump after former Vice President Mike Pence's testimony to the federal grand jury investigating the aftermath of the 2020 election. When asked if he was concerned, this is what he had to say.
Oh, I don't know what he said,
let me get a picture.
I have a lot of confidence in him.
Pence's testimony happened just hours after Trump lost an appeal to prevent it. The former vice president spent about 5 hours with the grand jury. This is the first time in modern history a vice president has been compelled to testify about the president he served.
We're learning more about the Air National Guardsman suspected of leaking classified documents. Prosecutors say Jack Teixeira has a history of violent threats. Court filings show the 21-year-old talked about killing people to cull the weak-minded. Prosecutors also say he had an arsenal of weapons. Yesterday, Teixeira asked a federal judge to release him from detention. The judge said he will issue his ruling at a later date. If convicted, Teixeira faces at least 25 years in prison. The flooding emergency in the Midwest is far from over. The Mississippi River continues to rise this morning. The USDA is pausing barge traffic across much of the river. More than 20 flood gauges are showing major flooding. Some cities are slated to remain at major flood stage for at least another week.
An investigation is underway after a train derailment in Wisconsin sent two containers into the Mississippi River. At least four railroad employees were injured. This happened just after noon yesterday near the village of DeSoto. BNSF Railroad, the train's operator, says no hazardous materials were involved in that wreck. Four people have been arrested in connection with an after-prom party shooting that left 11 teens wounded in Texas. This was on Sunday. Deputies believe about 250 teens were at the party when the shooting happened. Investigators are still asking the community to help them look for pictures and videos from the party to piece together exactly what happened.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, 12 people have been confirmed dead after missile strikes and drone attacks across central Ukraine. I want to show you pictures here of what we're talking about. Russia fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones, and most died when missiles slammed into this apartment building. Most missiles were intercepted, the country's Air Force saying 21 out of 23 cruise missiles were destroyed, as well as two drones. But again, 12 people died altogether in these attacks. Ukrainian officials say this is a deliberate intimidation strategy by Russia, but Russia continues to say its military does not target civilians.
Donor breast milk is in high demand at the Wake Med Mother's Milk Bank. The bank says it is quickly going through milk reserves to meet an increased demand. At any given time, 200 to 300 active donors are needed to help supply milk to babies in NICUs across North Carolina. You can find out how to donate your milk and get involved on Wake Med's website.
4:47, the time right now. We spent a lot of time this week ramping you up for what was to come today, our WRL Weather Alert Day. And Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with the very beginnings of it.
Lots of rain out there for us this morning. It's steady to light. We're not looking at anything that's going to be severe this morning. Our atmosphere is fairly stable, but it is making for a messy commute. We will see that some of the heaviest rain pushing northward and northeastward and out of the area over the next few hours. So we're going to get a nice break in the precipitation for a good chunk of the day. And I'll show you the timeline for that. A little cell move through Clayton, a little bit of heavier rain right near Zebulon. That's headed northward, just west of Rocky Mount. We're seeing a little heavier shower. But in Durham, things are pretty quiet right now. We'll just continue to have waves of rain coming up out of the south. We'll take a look down south. There was some rain in Fayetteville just a little bit ago. That's lifting northward as well. But that's not the end of it yet. We'll still have a few more hours. So rain is likely this morning. We're going to see that rain gradually tapering off as we get to the end of the morning commute. And then we're going to have partly cloudy skies for a chunk of the day. You're going to think this is all over with. But it isn't, because we do have the potential for some severe storms this evening, especially in the central and northern part of the viewing area. We take a look at satellite and radar. Here's the big picture of what's happening. We have a warm front that's lifting across the area right now, and that's what's bringing us the showers. But the cold front here, which just now popped a severe thunderstorm warning, there have been a few of those along that line. That's where we'll have the chance for seeing some of those strong to severe thunderstorms. So let's walk through futurecast. Right now, we're looking at some scattered showers across the area. By the time we get to 8 or 9 o'clock, most of that rain lifts out of here. And once we get close to lunchtime, we're going to see a few breaks in the clouds, a little bit of sunshine popping through. It's going to be a pretty pleasant afternoon, actually. But then when the cold front arrives, here come the storms. And that may begin around 6 to 7 p.m. You can see that swinging through the northern part of the viewing area. It's possible that we could see some showers and thunderstorms down south as well. But it looks like the best chance will be in our northern counties. By about 10 p.m., it's moving on out. And by midnight, we're pretty much done with it. And you can see the sky starting to clear out a little bit. Saturday looks great. We may start off with some low clouds and fog in some places, but it looks like it's going to be a nice, quiet day. So again, for today, we have that level one risk for severe storms across the viewing area. Saturday's nice and dry, and then Sunday is a brand new WRL weather alert day. We're going to have widespread rain and storms, and most of us are under that level one risk. So here's a look at Sunday. At 5 a.m., we start to see the showers rolling through. At 9 o'clock, some rain in the morning. And once again, when the front comes through during the afternoon and evening, that's when we'll have the best chance for storms. So pretty textbook on that one. Here's a look at our severe weather threat for Sunday. Again, damaging wind is our biggest threat. It's a messy morning out there. We're looking at temperatures in the low to mid 60s. So it's a mild start this morning, but wet conditions. We'll see 76 today in Durham and Raleigh and 78 in Fayetteville, because we're going to have that nice break in the day where we don't see a lot of rain. Saturday is still looking great. Lots of things happening across our area on Saturday with the Dogwood Festival. We have spring days in Cary, all good. But then we have that new weather alert day for Sunday right now. Next week looks nice and quiet.
Sandwiched in there, a nice day on Saturday. Anyway, Elizabeth, thanks. Analysts say there is a chance the cost of eggs could start to fall soon. Why there could be relief in the dairy aisle and why the cost at your store might not change.
Well, here's hoping. And in the next hour, if you find yourself suffering from allergies for the first time, you're not alone. Why doctors say more people are feeling the effects than ever before.
About 5 minutes before 5 a.m. on a rainy Friday morning, right here is a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network in Chapel Hill, Franklin Street intersection right there. You can see shine off the lights right there as the rain is falling in many parts of our viewing area. Five on Your Side is launching a new safety effort with you in mind. Keely Arthur is focusing on the important product alerts and recalls every month in the Five on Your Side recall report.
Keeping you and your family safe is the top priority for Five on Your Side. And we tell you about dangerous products all the time, reporting weekly, if not daily, on recalls. But we wanted to make it easier for you and put them all in one place with Five on Your Side's recall report.
Our top five recalls of April start with a pair of children's toys. This IKEA Blavengod fishing game has small metal rivets that can come off, creating a choking hazard for kids. And this little angler's fishing rod should be taken away from kids immediately because it contains dangerous levels of lead. Our next two recalls involve faulty car safety features. Newer model Volkswagen Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport SUVs have defective wiring that can keep front passenger airbags from working during a crash. Owners should not let anyone sit in the front passenger seat until Volkswagen figures out a fix. And seatbelts may not latch in 450,000 newer Honda Accords, CR-Vs, Odysseys, and Acura RDX models. And at the top of our recall list this month is an infant sleeper connected to nearly 100 infant deaths. The Consumer Product Safety Commission sent letters to both Mattel and Facebook's parent company, Meta, criticizing them for not doing enough to prevent Fisher-Price Rock and Play infant sleepers from being resold. 4.7 million of these sleepers were recalled in 2019 and again this year, but the CPSC keeps finding hundreds of them for sale on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. You can read more about these and all the recalls that will help keep your family safe on WREL.com. Just search recall. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
There may be some relief coming to the prices you see at the grocery store, at least for one important item. Eggs. Reports indicate wholesale egg prices may soon drop to $1 a dozen for the first time in nearly 2 years. Wholesale prices are what retailers pay to distributors. Now, it's unclear what effect this might have on the cost at the store, though. Experts say while some stores might bring the price down to attract customers, others may choose not to, to make up for financial losses. 4:57 now. Today is a WREL weather alert day. The WREL storm tracker out on the roads right now, giving you an idea of what you can expect when you head out the door. You're looking live at the wet roads in downtown Raleigh.
And the Carolina Panthers got their man. Will he be their quarterback of the future? Tell you why the team thinks Bryce Young just may be the key that gets them back to the Super Bowl.
And a juvenile petition filed after an airsoft gun was found at a school in Cary. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the increased presence police will have here today.